Well, Merry Christmas. If I haven't met you, my name is Tim. I'm one of the pastors here at St. Matt's. I want to extend my warm welcome to you and thank you for being here this Christmas Eve. And kids, guess what? We're on a Christmas quest. Do you think you can help me on this Christmas quest? Kids? Yes? Yes! Well, kids, hidden out there in the church somewhere under some seats are two presents wrapped in newspaper. In newspaper. Can you look under your seats? Everyone have a look under your seats and see if you can find it. Wrapped in newspaper. There's one over there. Can you bring it up the front? Can you bring it up the front? And there's one over here. Okay. If you bring them and give them to me, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, I got given these two gifts recently. Now, this one doesn't work. It's missing something. It's missing something that makes it work. And this one, it smells really nice, but I don't know how to make it work. I wasn't given the thing that makes it work. Maybe in these two gifts, delicately wrapped in newspaper, is the missing piece. Let's see. Hold on. Bear with me. What do you think it is, everyone? A battery. Look at that. 12-volt lithium ion. Don't take it on a plane. But it works. It's the missing piece that makes it work. I wonder what's in here. It's long. Oh, a lighter. Oh, look at that. It works. Beautiful. The missing pieces that make it work. And the thing about these two gifts is they didn't work because they were missing a key piece. And doesn't that feel a bit like our lives sometimes? Sometimes we feel like we are missing a key piece that makes our life work. So kids, we're on a search now. We're on a search now for another quest because we're looking for the missing piece. The missing piece. Now that is the wrong slide to be on the thing. Can we get the second slide up, please? Because I'm not dyslexic, but that is what we're looking for, the missing piece. Now parents are missing the missing piece and we want to help them find it. So, kids, wrapped under your seats are some more presents. There's three presents wrapped in Christmas wrapping. Now, if you look under your seats, if you find the Christmas wrapping, it's white. Oh, we have one over there. Can you bring it up? Because these are some of the missing pieces that parents often look to that bring them peace, or they think might bring them peace. We've got one. We've got two. Well wrapped. You've really taken care of that one. Thank you. And three. Thank you very much. All right, let's open these. Let's open these to see if these things that parents often look to bring them peace, bring them peace. Wow, the first one. It's a laptop. A laptop. Well, this is for work, isn't it, kids? Mum and dad spend all their time on this working, not on Facebook. No. Well, sometimes parents think that they can find peace by being successful in their career, by achieving, by climbing up the ladder. But if we look at this picture here, not that one, the one back, that one, the work picture, it shows that actually there's going to be more people around us that will probably go higher than us. And also, this doesn't look like a peaceful picture, does it? Who finds peace at work? Sometimes, but not always. So maybe work and success in work isn't the missing piece. What about the next gift? Oh, this one. It's a little one. Let's see what's inside. Oh, wow. Does anyone know what that is? It's a credit card. Now, you could have kept this and bought anything online up to $2 because that's all that's in there. Now, some people think that finances will bring you the missing piece. But the problem with finances is, well, there's always going to be people who have more money than you do, but at least we're better looking than them. And then secondly, there's always going to be more things to buy. How do you know when you've actually got enough to be peaceful? Maybe finances isn't the missing piece. What about this last one? This last one. Oh. What's this, guys? What's this? An aeroplane. Oh. Do you know some people think that travel and experiences is the missing piece? It's the thing that's going to give them peace that they're looking for. But the problem with peace is it's a bit like a sunset. It's a bit like a sunset. It doesn't last forever. It fades. It disappears. And just like any good holiday, it may give us peace in the moment, but it doesn't last. So maybe travel isn't the peace that we're looking for. So what is the missing piece? What are we looking for? Hold on a second. What are you hiding just behind there? What's this? What's that? Have you been hiding this all along? It's a baby. A baby. Maybe the baby, this is not real, by the way. Maybe the baby brings the missing piece or is the missing piece that we're longing for. And do you remember in the story that we just had read? Do you remember what the angel said about the baby? The angel said in verse 14, and it's on the screen behind me, the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Now this baby is bringing the missing piece. That's what the Bible says. Now that seems a bit odd to anyone who's had a baby. I've had three babies, and I can tell you what, peace is not the thing they brought. So the thing for us to think about is, what kind of peace is this baby bringing? Well, the Bible says that this baby is bringing peace with God. Peace with God. Now, you might be wondering, you might be here for the first time going, well, why do I need peace with God? Well, we need it because, as we've just seen before, we've been searching for peace in all the wrong places. God has given us a guide for peace. And like any overconfident dad at Christmas time, we've probably flicked through it and then tossed it to one side like any instruction manual and said, "Sweetie, I've got this. I'll figure it out. It'll be fine." Now, how does that go? It doesn't go very well because it leads to a lack of peace. It leads us to lacking peace, but also it's a major kick in the guts for God because we've rejected his manual for peace. And what that does is it leaves us out of relationship with God. And this foundational relationship is the one thing we need to bring us peace. Now, I know when a foundation is ruptured, it can be an unpeaceful place to live. Because when I was at uni, a poor uni student, I lived in a house that had broken foundations. And the house, during a heavy wind, would actually move. And then cracks would appear in the wall. And everything in the house rolled to the right. The house was not at peace because the foundation was not at peace. And this is the same for our lives. When we don't have that foundational relationship with God, no matter where we look for peace, we will never find the lasting peace that we long for because the foundation is ruptured. There's no peace at our foundational level. And it's this relationship, that foundational relationship between us and God, that the baby came to fix. And do you know how Jesus fixes that relationship? He fixes it in the strangest possible way. He fixes it by giving up his peace and dying for us on the cross. Behind the cradle is the shadow of the cross. And Jesus came to die for all the times we rejected God's manual for peace and we sought peace in our jobs, in our finances, or in our fun. One of the writers in the New Testament in Colossians puts it this way. He says, "For God was pleased to have his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." It is through this baby that we can be reconciled to God, that our foundational relationship can be repaired. And it is through this baby that we find the missing peace that we've been longing for. He's a bit like the battery that goes in the drill to make it work, or the lighter that lights the candle to give off that beautiful aroma. He makes us work how we were meant to and gives us the peace we are longing for. Now, this doesn't mean we're always going to feel at peace all the time. Because as we've just witnessed recently in Bondi, there are things that happen in life that disrupt our peace. But what this peace does give us is a firm foundation to face whatever life throws at us with a deep, centered, and secure peace, because we're at peace with God. So this Christmas, let me ask you, have you found the missing peace? That peace that gives you that firm foundation? Or are you still restlessly searching and striving for something to plug that hole where you want that deep, lasting peace? Well, if you're still searching and striving, I want to encourage you to read this book, The Missing Peace, which explains more of how Jesus actually provides that missing peace that gives us long-lasting peace. This is our gift to you this Christmas, and you can get one on your way out this evening. Well, that's all from me up the front here today. We want to thank you from all of us from St. Matt's for coming, and we hope and pray that you have a wonderful Christmas full of love, laughter, and peace. Now, the Larkin family now are going to come up and they're going to lead us in some prayers for this Christmas season. Thank you.